Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents How to Be a Tudor, a Dawn to Dusk Guide to Tudor Life, by Ruth Goodman, read by Heather Wilds. Introduction. Trying to understand the trials and tribulations of ordinary Tudor life has been my passion for the last 25 years. There are other periods of history that I have an interest in, but in truth my heart lies somewhere in the middle of Elizabeth I's reign. I am both constantly delighted with the otherness of Tudor thinking, and beguiled by the echoes that have slipped through into modern life, from the belief that redheads have hot tempers to the order in which we eat our meals, with starters, mains, and desserts to follow. To get the chance to write some of it down and share my love for all things 16th century has therefore been a delight, rather like being let loose in the sweet shop. The Tudor era is a long and complicated one, encompassing some of the greatest changes in our history, and no book can hope to tell the truth about all the lives lived throughout it. This, then, is necessarily a series of snapshots of the daily realities of some of the people, some of the time. But for all its incompleteness, it is still a heartfelt attempt to understand the practicalities, thoughts, and difficulties of our forebears. To set the scene, in 1485, when Henry Tudor seized the throne, there were under 2 million people in England, and perhaps another 500,000 in Wales. Figures for Scotland and Ireland are almost entirely conjectural. By the time his granddaughter Elizabeth I died in 1603, the population of England and Wales...